And as the NFL draft comes here to the city of Detroit, security top of mind, and the Detroit police joining forces with the FBI, Michigan State Police, and also county sheriffs across the region, including Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. They're going to be working together in a coordinated effort to combat crime. Also, there is these South American crime tourists is what they're being called, who are back and kind of targeting homes in the Oakland County area. And to talk about that and much more is the sheriff of Oakland County, Sheriff Michael Bouchard. Sheriff, good to talk with you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am great. Let's first talk about the draft. I know you and the chief and some of your counterparts got together last week to work together to say this is going to be a safe space in downtown Detroit for the draft.
100%. You know, it's a great event, and it's super exciting to have it come to Detroit, and our region is anticipating how many people will come and see what a great place Detroit and Michigan is. And so all of us are partners on a daily basis, but especially for an event like this, to make sure that whatever is necessary is done. And, you know, Chief White and I and all those agencies you mentioned are our partners on a regular basis. But for something like this, you know, we all kind of up our game to make sure that people are safe and that things are very much in line, because we know that criminals don't respect boundaries. We have to work across boundaries as well. So we're going to be sending resources to assist, as are all the agencies.
And Sheriff, also, I'm going to ask you the same thing I've asked Chief White when it comes to patrolling Detroit neighborhoods. There are certain communities that the Oakland County Sheriff patrols as well. And will they still be covered during the NFL draft?
100%. Typically what we do for special events, you know, whether it's this or, you know, on a regular basis, we also cover places like Pine Knob or Meadowbrook, you know, a host of venues. And we do those with deputies that aren't on duty in their regular neighborhoods. So we, you know, because of our size, we have a tremendous number of folks that would be off duty, and typically then they would be flexed into those events on an overtime basis. And then some of the ones in specialty units can be flexed as well. So there's no diminution of our ability to take care of the communities we patrol on a regular basis. We just kind of beef up the ability to reach out and cover special events with those extra deputies.
Sheriff Bouchard, I thought some people were arrested when it came to this crime ring of high-end homes months ago. So are these different people that are back?
Yes. We anticipate that they would come back, unfortunately, because we know through intelligence and different partners across the country, both in federal and other state agencies and local agencies, that just the Chilean transnational gangs, we believe, have well over 100 teams of 4 to 6 people. So if you take off a couple teams, you know, that still leaves 98, assuming there's only 100. But there's, you know, it varies and fluctuates. There's more coming in all the time. So it's kind of like putting your finger in the dike. It's not going to be stopped until we get help from the federal government and international partners.
Looking at the NFL draft, Mike, today Yale University was shut down. Riot police had to be brought in. Columbia University is going full virtual because of pro-Palestinian and protests. All eyes are going to be on Detroit over the next few days. What's the plan for handling protesters should they arise? And how do we balance their right to protest with our right not to have a disrupted event that we've been waiting a decade to land?
Well, that's exactly the key word you just said, disruptive. So people have a right to express their voice. Their First Amendment is very sacrosanct to all of us. That allows you to say what you want and have your voice be heard, but not allow you to stop other people from doing their daily activity, to stop traffic, to stop events. That is where the line is crossed, and that's when it becomes illegal, and that's where people get arrested.
Sheriff, getting back to the Chilean the robbers, how are they getting in, and what needs to be done to stop that part? Because if we stop them from getting in, that kind of, you know, holds up what's been going on in your county.
100%, like spot on. So typically two ways. It depends on which transnational gang you're talking about, because there's more than one. The Colombians now, we know for a fact, have been in Oakland County as well as Chileans. So typically what we've seen from the Chilean transnational, or as you call them, tourist burglars, is that they have violated the VWP, the Visa Waiver Program. So that's a much lower threshold level of scrutiny that goes into how you get into the country. It's typically originally starts electronically. And what they do is they get a visa with that lower threshold. They get here, they immediately get false identification, and they come as a team. They're very well trained, probably by whoever's operating this in a loose kind of structural way in a training camp, very paramilitary in style. And they get here and they know exactly what to do. They use those fake IDs and they begin moving about the country, hitting homes. And if you catch one crew, there's a lot of other crews out there, because the money that they're sending back to Chile or that they're taking is so large, until they're stopped, you know, with other kind of activities, either at the border coming across illegally or using the VWP, those two paths, until those are stopped, we're going to keep getting hit.
What can homeowners do? I know you've talked on RER about this before.
Yes. In fact, we're going to have a town hall about that. We've had so many questions to kind of go into it in a more deep basis coming up in May. But, you know, the thing we've seen, again, the sophistication level is very different. So they use jammers that can affect any wireless components of your alarm system, wireless cameras, wireless contacts or motion detectors, even the communication out from your alarm system if you don't have redundant systems or even hardwired capability. So first thing you got to do is up your game on your alarms and your cameras. Use those systems. A lot of people have had their homes broken into by these groups and their alarms have been off. So use your systems. Make sure as best as possible you get as many components of that hardwired and have redundant communication capabilities to get that out to the alarm company. They come in typically or oftentimes through the back of a home, even often on a second story. They punch a window or door and come through it without opening it. So, you know, they are very, again, targeted. They do a lot of pattern of life and determine if, you know, when you're least likely to be home or what your routine is. They try to come in then, but there's no guarantee of that. We've had a number of homeowners that have been home when the house has been hit.
Do those glass break alarms work in this case, Sheriff, or with their jammers, are they just rendered impotent?
It depends on your system. If it's a wireless, they're rendered impotent. If they're muffled the sound at all, they're rendered very impotent. In fact, I remember a specific home that had a glass break in the room where they came in through the window and it didn't go off.
Well, I got to tell you, every time Gail drops a pot in our kitchen, our glass break alarm goes off. So maybe ours is a little more sensitive than most, but it's. I mean, they're pretty amazing what they can alert you to now.
Yeah, they are, but again, they've got to be hardwired, number one. And number two, I also think it's important for people to have a variety of hardwired motion throughout the home, so that if the first line of defense, contacts or glass breaks, are defeated or don't work for whatever reason, the movement in that home, especially in and around the master bedroom, have a hardwired motion that allows the secondary line of defense to pick it up.
And Sheriff, finally, I know you had a town hall recently about the devastating impact of this fentanyl on families and communities.
Yes, it's so bad on so many levels, and it affects everyone, regardless of who you are or where you are. And so we wanted to bring that information to the public. A lot of people don't understand how broad-based this is and how insidious it is. It comes in a variety of shapes and forms. You may think, well, I'll never do something like, let's say, cocaine or heroin. That's not how people are dying exclusively by any stretch. A lot of people think they're buying a pill on the street. They may be thinking, I'm going to buy an Adderall or Valium. And what they don't know is inside of that, they're counterfeit pills with pill presses. And they've actually had Valium, not Valium or Adderall. what they're getting sometimes is synthetic fentanyl or other kinds of things. So my drug lab, you know, I asked one day, you know, how much fentanyl are we seeing in everything that was on their bench for testing for that day? So that included cocaine, pills, heroin, all of that. Over 80% of what had been tested that day had a component of fentanyl in it. And so that's where, you know, the phrase one pill can kill you. You might think I'm getting a Valium or an Adderall. You buy it on the street. There's no quality control. It has fentanyl and one pill can kill. We've already had over 80 deaths in Oakland County this year already from overdoses, and a total of 1,648 in a five-year period in Oakland County have died with almost 13,000 overdoses in that period. So it is every day in Oakland County, and that's the same all across this country. So parents and kids really got to tune in because it can be in anything and everything. If you buy marijuana on the street, we're even seeing it laced with fentanyl. So if you're a marijuana user, go to a licensed, regulated, inspected facility. Anything you buy in the street could kill you.
Sheriff Michael Bouchard of Oakland County, we thank you for being here this morning, giving us an update on all of these stories, and we'll talk with you soon. Appreciate you.
Yep, thanks for having me. You guys have a great day.
You as well. And coming up at 8:49, we finish out this morning here on JR Morning.